There's an old house that once was the mansion on a hill overlooking the town. But time left a wreckage where once there was beauty, and soon the old house will tumble down. But when the leaves started to fall, you know, the rain starts to drip from the tree. There's an old man who walks in the garden, and his head is bowed in memory. Of a woman they planned to be married in the fall, but her love wilted in the last days of summer. The house stood empty after all. But when the leaf starts to fall, you know, the rain starts to drip from the tree. There's an old man who walks in the garden, and his head is bowed in memory. Yes, his head is bowed in memory.
Thank you, thank you.
Now, I'm going to play one just a little bit for you. But before we do, while they're getting tuned up here and everything, I'd like to tell you about the Bluegrass Hall of Fame in Nashville, Tennessee, on Music Valley Drive, 1 mile from Opryland. So if you're ever down that way, come see us. We'd be mighty glad to have you. And all the old-timers like Lester Nerl and the Stanley Brothers, Mack Wiseman, Carl Story, the Country Gentlemen's, Don Reno, and Red Smiley, and they're all in the Hall of Fame there. And Jim and Jesse, the Osborne Brothers, people that started to help a lot with the bluegrass music back in the early days, they're all in the Hall of Fame. And now, in 85, there'll be two that goes in the Hall of Fame every year. So, and then we have a wonderful museum there, and we'd like for you to come and be with us sometime. James is there a lot, my son, and I'm out there quite a bit, so you're always welcome. Okay, let's see, everybody in tune now. Oh, we got a guitar player. Thank you very much. Boy, what do you think about that? Okay, okay. All right, let me see now. What can I play? What did you say? Rawhide, did you say Rawhide?
Rawhide.